morning, everyone. This is kind of weird with all these things we have to do these days, but bear with us. Even when I called Rasim and invited him to come and speak to us, I said, but you'll have to do it twice. What do you mean? Well, because we can't have everybody here in one service because of crowding, so sorry, but we'll have to do it twice. So I'm pretty sure we're okay with that. I mean, he's the only one who has to listen to himself twice. But Rasim came to us a couple of years ago through Navigators, and they've been overseas. I'll let him tell his story, but it was quite an impactful story. And now they're here in Canada and dealing with Syrian refugees in southern part of Edmonton. And it is quite an astounding story, the things that they've seen, the thing they've gone through, and the ministry they've developed through that. So I would like to call Rasim up. Hello, Nahida. I'm not very close to these people. We've only met once or twice, but we have a lot of shared things in Christ. So please come.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Marhaba. Okay. Marhaba means in Arabic, God is love. God is love. Okay. One word in Arabic. Good. Okay. Thank you so much for you having us. Nahida and I, thank you for your patience. So let me introduce myself. My name is Rasim Mori. Originally, we came from Syria. So we have been here since 2016. So we have a Christian family and this gift from God. Tony and Angel. So Nahida and I, we joined to Navigators in Lebanon 2006. So you know about Navigators, and here my supervisor, Paul. We work together under Navigators in Edmonton and its suburb. So this is Navigators. How can I change? I have to click?
Okay.
Sorry. Oops. Okay. Maybe some of you knows about. Yeah. Sorry. Always we have problem with technique. Okay. Where?
When you hit
here?
That down arrow, it'll go to the next.
Okay, line. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, this is Tony, our son. He is 20 years old. And this is our daughter, Angel. And now we are getting older, especially when you get a new baby or grandchildren. So we have two grandchildren, Emmanuel and Lucas. Lucas just 3 months. So they live in Calgary. And we thank God for her husband. Also, he has ministry with Bible Society. He's a manager of Bible Society, Alberta, Saskatchewan. Yeah. So I would like to share from God's word this morning. So this two verses from Romans chapter 10. First, I have to read it. Then, I will tell you why I want to share with you about this. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they haven't heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are something here? They are what? Sent. Thank you. I memorize in Arabic. In English, I have to switch. So this is my problem with English. Where we are? Okay. Because written or something, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. So two reasons to share this passage to us today. The first one, when we look at the Muslims, because our ministry focus on Muslims, now the population of Muslims around the world, 1.8 billion. What does it mean? If we have seven people, we have 1.8 people Muslims. In Edmonton, according to last statistics from my friend who works with rich Muslims, he told me here in Edmonton, we have almost 6% Muslims in Edmonton. So 10 years ago, they were 3.9. Look, now around double. What does it mean? 10 years in future, maybe more, double. What does it mean for our children, for your children, for next generation? We have maybe a lot of people from Muslims at school and anywhere here around us. And unfortunately, and this is true, 95% of our believers, of our Christian, never or have never led anyone to Christ. 95%. It's a big number. So just five who has burden to go to Muslims and share about Jesus, or just pastor or elders or some people in church? No. All of us. We, each one of us, we have call, and we, each of us has gift from God to share with people about Jesus, not about Christianity. And that's today what I want to focus on, to teach your children to focus on God's word, then go to the nation, go to Muslims. So we, according to these verses, I want to share five questions. Who is called to go into Muslims? Who? If we go back to Old Testament, the first one who God invited him after Abraham, Moses. Why God called Moses to go and save Israel or save his people? And God provide him with what he needs to do it. So every calling, it was an individual. Moses confirmed his mission with miracle. Do you remember what happened? Many miracles. God confirmed his mission. Nehemiah, what he did? He prayed, he fasted, and he went to the king. And God changed the heart of this king and let him go with many things, what Nehemiah asked to take to build the wall of Jerusalem. Paul, mission of Paul, or calling of Paul on Damascus road, what happened? God appeared to him and asked him to go to Gentiles. And he also confirmed his mission with miracle. The last one to all of us, Matthew 28:19-20. Call of us. So what about us? What about each one of you? I believe each one of us has call from God. Just ask God, what do you want God to do? What does call or what does want from you, from your faith? So for us, Nahida and I, for a long time, when we came to Christ, 1991, we asked God, what do you want God to do? So our church in the middle of Homs, the third city in Syria, and we have a lot of Muslims around us. Our neighborhood from Muslims, the majority from Muslims. And we went to them and built a relationship. And really, we loved them. Because as navigators, we believe before we go to discipleship, we have to build relationship, reach to them, then disciple them. So Nahida and I, we try to visit some family around us, build a relationship, invite to our house, and some of them accepted Jesus. Then we moved from Syria to Lebanon 2001, and God also confirmed this mission to us. It doesn't depend on the location, because he said, I'm still with you. The second question, why should we preach the gospel? Because, as I said, because it's a great mission or commission, and then to lead the lost or Muslims to come to repentance. So that's what we need to focus on. Some people, they said, okay, I have my own religion. Why you invite me to another religion? No. We don't invite people or let people come to Christ to religion. We let them come to Christ, not to Christianity. So it's so important to understand, especially for Muslim, because he's already have religion. The third one, we are Christ ambassador. And you know what about ambassador? Yeah, because he represents his country, and he has own character, and he has to be honest to present this country perfect among people. The fourth, to make friends by using both grace and truth. Unfortunately, some people or Christian, they focus on just grace. Okay, I will give Muslim. It's good that what you do, Samaritan purse or something, but we need to take the truth, grace and the truth. Unfortunately, in Lebanon, especially when the war gets started in Syria, 2012, we brought a lot of stuff from Lebanon to Syria. But this is not our purpose. Our purpose to know Jesus, all the people. So, and we not enough to put gospel inside the box. No. Every family, we go to visit them, and share with them about Jesus. And do you know how God gave us? I don't know. 100 families came to Christ at this time. So please spend time with people when you give them the grace, anything, truth. At least if Muslim reject you and your faith, he will be friend to you. And he will talk about you. He's godly man. But I am Muslim. I don't like to convert my religion. But inside himself, he respects you. Because when they look at Christian, especially Canadian, they look, many Muslims came to me and they ask, why these people, they don't like to drink a wine or something. They don't like to, some people said, I don't like to eat a pork meat or something. For Muslim, oh, it's, yeah, something is very, very remarkable if you said, I don't like to buy some pork or ham or something. So he considered you are Muslim because you don't eat it. Anyway, so the third question, how are we do that? We said, according to Nehemiah, he prayed, and that's what I need to focus on. Please, for senior, because it's difficult to go out and to share the gospel, please pray for people, for especially for next generation. For our children, we have to pray. To pray for God to open the door here in Edmonton. This is your responsibility. Pray and pray and pray for your children, for next generation. So, testimony and transformation. When we talk about this verse from Revelation, it's my problem in memorize in Arabic. When I testify in front of people, this is my proud to witness, my proud. When I said, I am Christian or I am follower of Jesus, what does it mean? That what God did inside me, I was blind and now I can see. So just talk about your testimony. What God does or did in your life. It doesn't mean to go to study theology. Sorry, I studied theology in Lebanon, but I encourage the parents to share with their kids, to teach them the Bible as much as they can. Please, to go out and to testify to others. It's so important, this point. Using spiritual gifts. Peter. Okay. I like this story. Just 2 weeks ago, our son, Tony, had a fever. It was around 40 Celsius. So, and it was night. So what can we do? If we would like to go to any hospital here in Edmonton, 3 hours, 4 hours, I don't know how much. But for us, it takes 7 hours. So before we go, no, after we go, we went back to house and we pray for Tony. Really, his fever was very high. And after 2 hours, Tony came to us and he shared this story. After we pray and we anointed him with oil. And he came to us and he said, Dad, do you know what happened with me? After you prayed, I went to Luke, where usually take his quiet time. Luke 8 and talk about a miracle when Jesus was in a boat and the wind blew and the disciples were scared. And Jesus said to them, and Jesus rebuked the wind, and yeah, everything is perfect after this. And something in my heart said, okay, Tony, you have to rebuke fever in your body. And just after 2 hours, he tried to take his fever. It was 37. So praise the Lord. He believes. Yeah, he believes now. So how? Visit them. When we moved from Syria to Lebanon, 3 months, we don't have any friend. We don't have anybody knocked our door. So it was Ramadan, and we have this idea. God gave us this idea. Nahida and I, we invited our neighbor, and we said, okay, we want to invite you to breakfast. As a Muslim, it's something is, yeah, very, very respectable. So they came and they asked us, are you Muslims? Why you are fasting with us? We said, no. We are followers of Jesus. We want to talk with you about acceptable fasting. And he said, oh, do you fast as a Christian? We have never seen a Christian fast. We said, yeah, we want to share with you about acceptable fasting. And we share Isaiah 58 and Matthew 6. And by this way, God gave us two families from Shiite background, Shiite and Sunni. So, this is how. I have to rush. Here, how we start with Muslims. First, we said love and respect him. Yes, thank you. Respect him. Build a friendship. You are, don't forget, you are salt and light. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. Respect his custom and tradition. You know, some people, I don't know if there's Muslims here. For Muslims, it's not good to put your Bible here on the ground. So this is kind of unrespectable. So, and you have to take off your shoes if you want to visit them, because for Muslims, any place in his house is holy. If you go with your shoes, you will let the place dirty. So you have to respect their custom. So have a good dialogue, not argument. It's so important. Don't talk about Muhammad, his false prophet, something. No, don't talk with them in this way. Listen well and ask questions and leave a question to think about. Just leave a question. So, for example, said, okay, are you sure you are going after death to the heaven? I don't know. Because for Muslims, it depends on his good deeds or bad deeds. And who knows? Nobody knows. So you can talk with him from this point. So when are we preach the God's word? 80% of believers don't constantly witness to Christ, 80%, because of being busy, no time. In season and out of season, as Timothy. When God opened door in Corinthians. I want to share this story, Maisa dream. Some people in Lebanon, we met with them. Without they heard about our ministry in Lebanon, in Beirut. So this lady, one day, she came to our neighbor from a Christian background. And this family from Christian, we started, they were Catholic, but they accepted Jesus, and they born again. So this lady, she wore like Hezbollah, hijab or something, and every day for 3 days, she opened the door for this Christian family and look at the house. 3 days. And this woman, our sister, she was afraid. And she looked at her 3 times. And the last, the third day, she came to this woman and she took her and she said, "What are you doing here? Why you are here at our backyard?" And she said, "I have a dream. I'm looking at a Bible here under the tree." And our sister looked at her. "Where's the Bible? There is no Bible here." And she said, "No. In my dream, I dreamt this same house and same tree, but there's a Bible under the tree." And she called us, "Brother Rasim, come, please. Something is strange here, is weird." I said, "What?" She said, "Lady, her name is Maysa from Hezbollah. She wants to take a Bible. But please, please, don't bring the cover, the Bible with cover, a green cover. Bring with black cover." I said, "Black cover? Why?" "Because this lady, in her dream, she dreamt in this Bible." I brought the Bible. When I arrived to the place, she looked at, she said, this is what exactly I dreamt last two days. We spent time with her, and she came to Christ. So how, where, when, I don't know. We just put something here. But how God, deal with the, his people. So, okay, when? Okay, now where? Some people think inside the church. I know we have to preach because some people new here. I don't know if there's, is there anybody new here? First time? Nobody. So we have to preach. We have to talk about Jesus and talk about born again, and this so important. So remember Jesus with Samaritan, where? Not in the temple. He went to Jacob well. So it doesn't matter anywhere we have to, maybe in your job, workshop, I don't know where, with you co-worker, classmate. So this is where. This is one of our students who came to All Nation Center. Some of you know I'm still working at All Nation Center, and he is imam. He's an imam. And God, from time to time, opened the door to talk with him about Jesus. And he said, "Okay, but I have some question. How can we called a man, a prophet, can eat, go bathroom, God? It's difficult." So just I pray for him, and share from time to time some question. I can do that inside the center. So, for example, Nahida, she visited this lady. She's Morocco, from Morocco, sorry. And she has a baby. She came before, I don't know, 5 months or something. Some doctor said, "Will die this because she needs oxygen, something." Nahida visited her at hospital and pray with her. So we just pray for them. I don't know if one day come to Christ, but this is his will. So here we started the discipleship 4 years ago, and we have some guys from Egypt, Syria, and Paul. You know him. So we focus, as we said, on discipleship. We started ministry August 2016, after just four months. We have different here. This guy, Turkey, my friend, he's Iranian, he's still in connect with this guy. Yeah, he invited him many times to his church, and all of them, I think, they came to Christ. And this, my friend, he's Iranian also. This, our group, we started a Syrian group here, first discipleship meeting with Syrian in March 2016. So, and this is our group after 2 years. This at Southview community. So here we have a different denomination. We have Catholic, we have Orthodox, but all of us, we come together and we have a meeting once a month. And here the last baptism, it was in Lake here, out of Edmonton. So the family came to Christ before 2 years, and now they open their house to talk about Jesus. So for discipleship, you know, we try to focus on different families. We have families here. We have Emil, Wael, Fuad, he is single, the Yub's family, and Yamin's and Hero families. So we have different ages. We try to focus on maybe youth now and maybe kids. So we have different ages in our ministry. Now we try to equip Dr. Yamin and his family to start with Yasser, his Iraqis, Lama, Syrian. So this is what we need to focus on at this time, to go to others. And Fuad also, he's a pharmacist, and he has a good relationship with these different families. Wafa started, and Khiro, with some family here. They came just from Dubai 3 months ago. So please, this is our prayer request. We would like to pray for people who work with them to go to others, and we see after maybe 5 years some new believer join to our group. So the second, we want to pray for Tony, our son, and because he really loves Muslims and all of friends from Muslims, I encouraged him, choose someone Christian or someone. He said, I don't know, something in my heart goes to Muslims. So please pray for him. He has many friends, Muslims friend, and he loves them and he wants to bring them to his kingdom. The third one, please pray for partners and donors to become, to I become a full-time ministry. You know, really, the harvest is plentiful when we look about some workers to come together, and we are just a few in Edmonton, but the field is huge. So please, for us also as a navigators team, for God to join some people to this ministry. So finally, I would like to pray with you. Let's pray, please. Father, in Jesus' name, We pray that you would bless our brother and sister here in this church. We ask you to bless the faithful workers who invest their lives in their ministry of the gospel, and you delight to use us for the advancement of your kingdom among the lost. Lord Jesus, we are seeking for pastors, missionaries, and church planters to bring the good news to unreached people groups or to hard soil environment, long resistance to gospel, open doors no one can shut. Lord Jesus, give your servants patience, provision, and enough fruit. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We're just going to have the elders quickly pray for the Maurice as we close out here this morning. And I would encourage you, too, to stick around after the service, and you can take the opportunity to meet with them and talk to them, ask them questions. And I know there are some Muslims in our community, so you can talk to them about how to engage with them. And there's a table up the back with some little flyers and stuff, too. So you can see them and look at the table and just connect after the service. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have brought the Maurice here. Father, you have saved them by your grace. Lord, you have called them into ministry. We thank you, Father, that you have brought them to Canada to continue a much-needed ministry in, Father, witnessing to the many Muslims in their area. And we just thank you for their faithfulness. Lord, we know that they are faithfully serving you, and yet, Lord, they have a greater desire to be involved in full-time ministry. And so, Lord, I pray that you would provide all that is needed for them, Lord, as they continue to seek you in order to serve you in a greater capacity. Lord, that you would bring all that's needed for them to do so. Lord, we pray for abundant fruit in their ministry, Lord, that they will be able to reach out and to witness to the Muslims around them, Father, and that they will be able to train and equip them to in turn be disciples and disciple others, to witness to others, Father, and that there would be much fruit, not just in their ministry, but in those that they minister to. Lord, we pray your protection over them as they continue this ministry. Lord, we trust them into your hands. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift that Rasim and Nahida are. We thank you for their calling and how they've answered their call. Lord, in that number that Rasim threw out, 95% of Christians don't profess their faith or act according to it. Lord, I pray that we would not be in that big number, but Lord, in the smaller number. Help us to increase the 5%. Help us to be challenged to pick up our Bible, to believe it. But Lord, let's profess the name of Jesus to all that come near us. And I pray that we would be a growing number that would do this. Thank you, Rasim and Nahida, for your faithfulness. And we ask a blessing upon you in Jesus' name.
Father, what I heard this morning, again, is that the gospel is about relationships. A relationship with you through Jesus Christ, your Son. But also, Lord, relationships amongst the church, relationships in community, relationships with families. Father, this is a hard time right now. It seems like to keep relationships going, let alone make new ones And yet, Father God, I ask that you just touch us and work in our hearts by your Spirit to lead us to being relationally focused again. And as I think about, Lord God, Rasam and Nahita's heart, Tony's heart, to reach Muslim families in Edmonton, we pray, oh God, that you will, Lord, miraculously bring about relational connections, Lord, that allows them the opportunity to speak to hearts, into hearts and into lives, into homes. But Father God, at the same time, I ask that you will encourage us here to, Lord, continue to be relationally reaching, Lord, and letting our light shine, Lord, through word, through testimony, through prayer, through, Lord God, kind-heartedness to people. Lord, in these days, help us, Lord, not to Lord, hide behind our masks. Oh, Father, we need your help. And so, Lord, we call upon you and believe that your heart is for, Lord God, the lost, the lonely, the wounded, the broken. Give us, Lord, an overflow of your grace for people. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Amen.